You never know where you're going to start and where you're going to end up when you read a collection of short stories. Things don't have to resolve perfectly. Unexpected twists could be around any corner. Sometimes the story just ends on that twist. Our next guest has a new collection of stories out. Sandy Cruz was born and raised in Chippewa Falls, got an English degree from UW-Madison, had a stop at The Onion, has been living in the town of Primrose for the last two decades. Her new book of short stories as S.K. Cruz is called Tales from the Liminal. Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, I hit the dictionary and reminded myself of liminal. It's a between space or a between state, and that really fits your stories well. What is it that draws you to those spaces that don't kind of fit either category?
I am fascinated with liminal spaces because I feel that that is where all of our transformation happens. Those dark and confusing times in our lives where what we believed or what we've been doing has stopped working, but we can't quite yet see the way forward. Nothing new has taken hold yet, and they're terrifying usually at the onset, but in retrospect, they're usually revealed to have been essential to some significant period of growth and change in our life, and it just fascinates me.
Before we take a peek at a story or two, can you tell us about your path to getting into writing and releasing this collection?
Well, it's a long path. I started writing when I was very young. I loved literature. I loved writing. I wrote a ton throughout school. I had my first story published in The Onion back in the day when it was still in Madison. And then I had a lot of kids, and like a lot of people, sometimes you can't get to some of those things you really want to do for a while because of work, you know, family, health, whatever. But in the last seven, eight years, I've had more time for it. And so I wrote two novels, and then I wrote this collection of short stories during the pandemic. And now it's out there in the world.
And you know, the pandemic was kind of is kind of like this liminal time zone. It feels like in some ways, regular life is on hold. Was that on your brain as you're writing these?
Not consciously, but the way I wrote these stories, I was trying to put myself in that sort of liminal space between the conscious and unconscious mind, you know, to tap into the flow state. And, you know, I think that is really interesting. I never thought about that. The pandemic was totally a liminal time. And that's kind of how we approached it as a family. You know, a lot of the kids were home from school. Some of the kids were home from college. And we try to look at it as an opportunity. You know, it wasn't what any of us expected, not necessarily what any of us wanted, but here it was. And what we were going to do with it, what were we going to do with it, each of us? And I wanted to write short stories. And I'm very happy in retrospect that I had the time to do that.
Talking to Wisconsin author Sandy Cruz about her new short story collection, Tales from the Liminal. Now, you're in a sweet spot that I like, where there's some supernatural elements, fantastical elements, but it's not like fantasy or horror or science fiction. Can you talk about like how you, kind of deploy that supernatural element in these stories of real people?
Yes, it's, you know, when I sat down to write these stories, that is what came out of me. And so maybe I'm just a little strange. I don't know. It's my voice. I do know like the literature that always really excited me. Like the first story that really caught my attention as a young person, I was in sixth grade. I read Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. And I thought that was pretty amazing. But in eighth grade, I can remember exactly where I was sitting at my desk. I can remember the light in the room, the feel of the glossy paper, the image on the cover of the magazine where I read for the first time Kafka's The Metamorphosis. I couldn't believe what I had read. I had never encountered anything like that before. It just revolutionized for me what you could do with writing. And I've always been attracted to that type of literature. So I guess when I sit down to write and I tap into, you know, the unconscious, I suppose it's not that surprising that that's what comes out of me, because that's what I've always loved. I've spent a lot of time reading those sort of strange existential texts that just do strange things.
That reminds me of one of your stories, that a man posts picture of unusual rock, then gets call from concerned parties. It was a little Kafka-y in some ways. Could you share what went into that story a little bit?
Well, I just was so humored by, you know, those clickbait articles that come up where, you know, there's a picture and it says, man posts picture of his wife and gets called from police, and you're looking at the photo trying to see what did they see in the picture, you know. And these kept coming up in my newsfeed, and I thought, I have to write a ridiculous story about this. So that was the premise of that one.
And it ends up getting into there's some kind of a supernatural agency or something, and
yes,
maybe a ghost. I don't want to spoil it.
Yes, it's a comedic turn of the screw-esque type story. And poor Mr. McGafferty, you know, is just kind of happily but obliviously living his life. And this dark underworld that he believes he's being drawn into ends up, you know, making him a little less thoughtlessly engaged with his life. But sort of at the heart, the sort of big question at the heart of the story is Socrates' adage, the unexamined life is not worth living. And, you know, as a person who has spent a lot of their life really examining everything, sometimes I wonder, you know, what's so wrong with just being obliviously happy? So that's kind of the question in that story. And I love that story.
Hang on. Yeah. Your character said that was a Vince Lombardi quote.
I know, because he's a little clueless about most things. But, you know, Vince Lombardi said some great things, right?
Yeah, and that reminds me of something else I want to ask you about. That story and a lot of other ones don't explicitly take place in Wisconsin, but I could see a lot of them taking place in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, when you were sharing some of the questions you might be asking me, I looked through my stories, and, yeah, 12 of the 15 stories take place in small towns, because it's my whole mental schema for life and interactions between people. And so many of the interactions, because they're very intimate interactions between two people, just that container of a small town makes that possible in a way. You know, I live out in rural Wisconsin now, where we're somewhat isolated, and, you know, I've spent time in big cities and there's a lot of anonymity there, but small towns have this character to them where, you know, people know you, people know what your family's been through, what your history is. And it makes these interactions possible.
Short stories here. You've done a couple novels, as you mentioned, you've tasted them both. What's next?
I'm going to start working on another novel next, and I got an agent this summer, so that's exciting, and she's trying to sell my sci-fi drama, so I think probably a novel will be next, but I definitely would like to write some more short stories. I love short stories. I think it might be my favorite medium.
And just a quick thought, if somebody's out there thinking, I used to like to write, and I always intended to be a writer, a quick bit of inspiration for them to maybe pick up the pen?
I would say, yeah, don't give up. Don't give up. As a person who waited a long time to get to this point, you know, I'm 51 now. Don't give up. And work hard, do whatever you can to get better at your craft.
Sandy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob, for having me.
That's Sandy Cruz, Wisconsin-based author. We talked to her about her new collection of short stories as S.K. Cruz. It's called Tales from the Liminal.